We're going to study from the Sfasemes, Parshas Korach, the year Shnas, Tov Reish Mem Zayin. Tov Reish Mem Zayin. In these editions of the Sfasemes, that's on page 172. Tov Reish Mem Zayin. First piece in that year. The Mishnah in Avos says, Kol Machloikis. Shehil Hashem Shemayim, Soifel Hiskayim. The Machlokes, where both sides intend for the honor of heaven, Hashem Shemayim, this Machlokes goes on and on. So, the classic example, Hillel and Shammai. And we still learn every day, not only did there continue to be traditions of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, but the opinions are still applicable to this day, and we learn and we study. And it's Soifel Hiskayim, not only that they are continuing to have machlokes, but both opinions continue to have legitimacy. As a matter of fact, there's a Zemer on Shabbos, a Piyut, El Hahorim Esa Einai. So one version, I think originally it was composed as Kehillel V'Loike Shammai. But since loss is lovay, there will be halacha kishamai, so many read and sing kehillel hu kishamai. Because the machlokes is a machlokes l'shem shamayim, it's soifel l'hiskayim. And we continue to learn all of the shittas of various tanoim, amaroim, yishoinim, achrayim, because they're legitimate l'shem shamayim. Of course, unfortunately, v'sha'enu l'shem shamayim, that's a machlokes. That's like Korach's machlokes. Ein soifel l'hiskayim. Now, that's so interesting because basically that means intrinsic to that statement is that machlokes is not a bad thing. On the contrary, if it's a machlokes l'shem shemayim, it's such a good thing that it's soifel l'hiskayim. You may never have thought of it that way, but that's what the Mishnah essentially is saying. That it's going to continue because it's a good thing. Nothing continues unless Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's warranted and correct. So if it's a good machlokes because it's l'shem shemayim, it's asur l'hiskayim, and it continues to be adam machlokes.
Who's machlokes? Who has machlokes?
Oh, so okay, that's what the Mishnah does. The Mishnah tells us Korach va'adosai, which indicates that Korach and his cohorts were not of the same mind, which means that they had personal agenda, which means it wasn't l'shem shemayim. Indeed. In other words, even between and amongst them, there was machlokes because they were not all planning l'shem shemayim. If it had been that they were l'shem shemayim, then they would not have been at odds with each other at all. They would have been of like mind as to what to do and how to do it vis-a-vis Moshe, Aaron, and the rest of the Levim. The chen hu b'zayir hakadosh, depolig al Shabbos. Now, the zayir doesn't say verbatim that Korach was in a machlokes with, or that he opposed the Shabbos. But what it does say is that the Shabbos is all about the shalom, the peace that brings all of creation together into one whole, such that there is harmony in all of Ma'aseh Bereishis, harmony throughout all of that which was created in the 6 days, without which nothing would have a kiyum. The words of the Zohar are, Les alma ka'im. The world cannot exist. Ella al shalom. Only if all the parts of it live peacefully and exist in peace, in harmony with each other. Kad broke shbruchu alma, lo yachil iskaima ad osa, vishara alayhu shalom. There had to be a blanket of shalom placed upon everything that was created. And guess what that blanket of shalom is? Shabbos Kodesh. And that's what Vayichulu means. Vayichulu means not only completion, but Vayichulu also means that it now was kol, completion, and you were able to have kol. Kol meaning every part of creation has its place. Interestingly, the word kli has the same shayish, because it means that it's machzik, able to hold everything. And what's the ultimate kli machzik bracha? Shalom. Umayhu, what's the shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blanketed all of creation with? What blanket of shalom was there on all of creation? Shabbos. The Zohar says, "Deihu shlomad iloy b'tatoy." Like it's going to be lasid lavoi aisa shalom bin raimav hu yasa shalom aleinu. Ukden iskayim alma. That's how the world can exist. Uman de poligalai. But someone who doesn't understand or appreciate shalom is now threatening that which is needed for the world itself to exist. The Zohar is saying that if all of existence depends upon shalom, if all the facets of 6 days of creation had a Kadosh Baruch Hu not said at some point, Vayuchulu, if there would not have been Shachas V'Nachash, meaning that everything would completely continue, moving, changing, automatically that means things would not be at rest, they would not be at peace, and the world would not function as we know it. It wouldn't exist. So when somebody is disputing the idea of Shalom, what the Sfas basically is saying, as he understands the Zohar, is as follows, and this is very important. It's not just that Korach said, I oppose Moshe and Aaron. Korach said, I oppose Moshe and Aaron, and I oppose the construct or the claim that there needs to be Shalom. He is in a state of opposition to the very idea and ideal of Shalom. That's how the Sfat Emes is telling us to understand the Zohar. That's why when he says, I tell you that the Zohar holds the Poligal Shabbos, Shenikreis Shalom, the Achid B'Machlekes. In other words, Achid B'Machlekes. He said, I believe in Machlekes. And that's why at the beginning of the Parsha, well, it says something that doesn't quite, fill itself in. It just says, V'yikach Korach. It doesn't say, but what did he take? And Rashi says, well, he took himself, and like Targum says, Ispalik, he separated himself from others. Separating oneself, separating one's kaychais, one's gifts, one's talents, separating means machlekes. You are there, I'm here. You say no, I say yes, that's fine. Without resolution, and without doing it, so that ultimately we reach what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants show. He wants us to differ and then to come together. He wants us to differ, even to differ and to continue to differ, like Hillel and Shammai, and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But L'Shem Shammai, not that Machlekes, if it's not L'Shem Shammai, has any good to it. It has no right to exist. It's contra Shalom. And Shalom is what the world needs in order for the world to exist. And now he explains, and he uses again from the Zayda de Chidush Yehirim, a very beautiful explanation again from the Mishnah in Ovis. Ki bevadei yesh mokum, bottom line, ki bevadei yesh mokum lechiluk ideas shenimtza b'vnei Yisrael. No question, there are good reasons for machlekes to exist, and for multiple opinions, sometimes not just one or two, can have three opinions, whether something's mutta or asa, b'chila b'di'evan, how should you put together your lulav, how do you do the nanuim, how do you light a menorah, hillel and shammai, have a machlekes. And machlekes, have machlekes, it's good. K'may shekosuv, like Chazal tell us, in Medrash and in the Gemara, k'shem she'ein parzufeyem shava, just as people look, each has their own beautiful panim, their own hadras panim, kach ein de'oseim shavos. So too, Yidden have different opinions. And this is an important idea. This is a yesodistic idea. The Medrash discusses this when Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yifkei Deshem Elokei Haruchais L'chol Basar Ish Al Ha'eda. Because Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going to be bringing Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu immediately says, Yifkei Hashem Elokei Haruchais L'chol Basar. You have to find someone who will lead. Look how he says, Elokei Haruchais L'chol Basar. And Chazal say, because each Yid, every Yid, has a different ruach. And yet, I need a person, Moshe Rabbeinu says, who can understand and who each ruach can relate to. There has to be somebody who can, so to speak, correlate and then interact successfully with every neshama in Klal Yisrael. And only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know who, where to find that person. Because you are Elokei Haruchais L'chol Basar, because all of those neshamas, they ultimately come from you. But they all have different deos, they all have different opinions, but it's all good. And now he uses another Mishnah in Avos in a unique way that was taught to him by his grandfather, who raised him the saintly Chedushi Harim. V'ha'inyin al pi masha amar, adoyin yu'avi ziknim v'edi Rebbe Zal, al ha-Mishnah. Im ein ani li, mi li. So everybody knows that Mishnah, which we understand to mean many, many, many things, but on the most basic level, I can't expect someone else to make a mensch out of it. I can't expect someone else to do mitzvos for me, especially mitzvos shebaguf. I have to put on tefillah. I have to make sure what I put into my mouth is kosher. I have to make sure that what comes out of my mouth is kosher. I am responsible for myself. Ein im ein ani li mi li. Says the Chiddush Yerim. More, ki kol adam nivra letaken davar miyuchad. Beautiful, important explanation. Im ein ani li. If I don't take care, li, that which was given to me to do, my mission, which is unique to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just say, okay, I'll make another person, let him do the same thing as someone else. No! Each yid does what he, she is meant to accomplish. In his, her way, his, her time. No two yidin are the same, and no two yidin are given the same challenges, and given the same possibilities to be metaken, to make the world a better place, and to bring up, and bring, and infuse into the Himmelin, into the Ilamais, all kinds of infusions of holy forces, but they are to each individual person's nature. Im ein ani li, mi li, ki kol adam nivra letaken davar miyuchad for him or her, she ein acher yochel letaken. Nobody else can do what I alone can, must, should do. V'chein b'chol zman uzman. The same thing when it says in the Mishnah, im loy achshav. So we think that means, you know, if you have a mitzvah, you have an opportunity to do a chesed, whatever it is. If you don't do it now, when? But it means much more than that. It means that if I have an opportunity at this moment, that means that this moment is the time when I specifically am supposed to do something. At this time, at this place, and myself personally. That's the meaning of im le'achshav emosai. Because there are times. Each time in life, each moment in life has opportunities where that is what my challenge is, that is what my task should be, I should recognize it and fulfill it and do it beautifully and successfully. Im kol zeh, says the Mishnah, but if I am all alone, kshani la'atzmi, but if I do it thinking that, well, this is my accomplishment, as if the world was created only because of you, not because of your role in the bigger world. Kishani la'atzmi mo'ani doesn't just mean that I need to care about other people. It means shetzaruch kol echad levatel chelek prati shaloi el haklal. That a person has to say, I'm going to accomplish great things for the sake of the klal. That's why, you know, in Chassidus, when we say the Shin Yuchat Kutchbaruchu, right? We say that we are doing this mitzvah, preparing to do this mitzvah, and accomplishing all of it in here on earth and in Shemayim, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. I'm not doing it alone. I'm doing it as a Yid. Meaning, when I do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to consider it as if all Klal Yisrael is doing it. Because I am part of Klal Yisrael. So if the finger of a person, if just the finger hits a light switch, can you tell me that, oh no, he didn't do it, his finger did it. It's foolishness. A person who hits a little switch with a finger, he turns on the light. The whole person can be said to have turned on the light. When a yid does a mitzvah, Klal Yisrael has done a mitzvah. And that's how one should see oneself and see how important every moment and every good deed really is. Because it's being done as a member of and therefore by Klal Yisrael. Adkan divrei pi chacham chen. That's what and how Chiddush Yerim explained. By the way, see, this is a classic example of a machlokes l'shem shemayim, which is sofer l'hiskayim. So today, You know, there are people who wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, and people who say, you know, I'm not up to that yet. People who are makbid and tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, and others who are saying, maybe one day. Then there are people who answer amen instead of in Kaddish, brichu, right? Menegari. And then ksavari and tefillin, some people have ksavari, some people have ksavis yosef. And it's going on and on. Those are just halakhic examples, but there are many great examples of differences. And the differences are continuing. They continue. Baruch Hashem. But there's this huge sense of respect. There's this respect that the Rebbeim have for the Rashi Yeshiva, the Rashi Yeshiva have for the Rebbeim, and for their Torah, and for their leadership, for their leadership. They understand that these are leaders in Klal Yisrael, and that they are accomplishing, and that their Olam is accomplishing for Klal Yisrael, even though the way they accomplish and the emphasis of one is not the same as the emphasis of another. But it continues, because we look back and we say that the differences between the Baal HaTanya and the Vilna Gaon were L'shem Shemayim. That's it. It's not like not a question. So here today, you still there are differences.
Once mentioned, there was a means to influence will.
Yeah.
Much more shaped than you are very strong.
Yes. Yes, that's true. But what he's also saying is not just that it's fixing the world or rendering the world, but it's that because it's a Jew, because it's a Yid, it is as if Am Yisrael is doing it.
Yeah, because what I'm saying,
it's not only that it has an effect. When I do a mitzvah, you're doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing it. You're doing it. He's doing it. She's doing it. When you do a mitzvah, I'm doing it.
Right now, I'm asking, I'm a person who walks in the day. What I worry about, like building or destroying? What I need to avoid? I think I need to avoid the world to be a must.
Okay.
But it is what, you know, because emphasis that I build is something nice, but it is not going to scare me. Scare me is that I would be a must, no?
Lachinami. Sur meira, first and then. In most instances, first it's Sur Meira, indeed. Right? The first thing we do in the morning is Nitilas Yadayim, because we're preparing by sloughing off anything that comes along with the negative of what we touch and how we interact in this and with this world. We prepare to separate ourselves from that, to separate ourselves from the things that are the dross in human activity, the negatives of human activity. And now he says a fascinating thing. This idea of how positive a machlekes is, which Kairach failed to understand, that machlekes and a difference of opinion is a very positive thing, if it's L'shem Shemayim. He says that it exists in the three important realms, Olam, Shana, Nefesh. Throughout the writings of the Sfas and of see this, we find that there is place, time, and person. Olam, place, shana, time, nefesh, the person. And in all three, there are divisions, but all of them are meant to come together. L'shem Shemayim. The Indians are knowing about olam, shana, nefesh. Ki b'sheishes, yimei b'reishes, nivra b'chol yom inyan miyuchid. Every day, something else was created. And not just something materially or biologically different, but spiritually different. Every day is a different koyach ruchni. Ach haShabbos hu hakolel kol bayomim. The Shabbos is the day when everything comes together. Vehu kli, as we said before, vehu kli machzik bracha al yedei sheyesh bo ha'achdus. That's what Shabbos is, bringing it all together in harmony. That's why, that's what keeps the world alive. That's what keeps the world kayim kid'isa. Both Shabbos b'manucha v'nigmra hamalocha. Now everything is complete. Otherwise, it would be threatened with non-existence. It wouldn't remain. If there would be the lack of balance and harmony between all facets of creation. Ki im ein shalom, ein klum. It's interesting. The Bala Tanya says it in a very interesting way. Bala Tanya, it's in Torah Or, and he says that the idea is, I believe he said it, that the idea is that a person who has something that they purchased first looks at it, chooses it, picks it up. It's not yet his, he hasn't paid for it, pays for it, and then he does a kinyan and takes it home. He says, in a sense, the 6 days of the week and everything we accomplish during the week, everything that we do, the mitzvahs that we do, with what we do and how we do what we do during the week, it's all waiting to go up to Shemayim, so to speak, when Shabbos comes. In other words, the accomplishments of a human being, that which is pumped into the Olamos, given up to have great influences in Shemayim, is, so to speak, in an interim stage. Whatever we've done, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's been accomplished. But it doesn't rise up in completion and in complete harmony with everything else we did during the week and with everything else that other Yidden did during the week. It goes up, so to speak, and becomes all one great accomplishment on Shabbos. And he says, that's why in the bracha, Me'ein Sheva, on Leil Shabbos, we say, Kel Elyoin, Koine Shamayim Va'oretz. And we say it specifically at the beginning of Shabbos, because it's not just a parallel to the first bracha where we say the Koine HaKol, but rather we say it Friday night because at that point, when the accomplishments of the week rise up together, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the, so to speak, his koine, he acquires and brings up, takes us and takes what we've accomplished and lifts it up, so to speak, and takes it. Koine Shamayim Va'ar. It's a beautiful kavana. And at that point, everything we've done and that you have done and she has done, all that Klal Yisrael has accomplished, comes up and HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquires it, as it were. Koine Shamayim Va'aretz. But that's because Shabbos is that Tehillah that brings it all together in perfect harmony. That's in terms of time. Ukamoy Kain B'Nefashos. Let's continue. It's a little less than, a little more than halfway down the column. Ukamoy Kain B'Nefashos. Kol Nefesh Yeshvoy Inyan Meyuchad. Every person has a specific beauty and capacity for his or her neshama. Uvnei Yisrael Hei Maklal. Af Alpi Kain B'Vnei Yisrael Atzmam Yesh Gam Kain Sadek HaKoylo Kol HaPratim Kidi Isa. Shiyeh Yodeya L'Haloich Neged Ruchay Shal Kol Echad. Like we said before, there are those special people in leadership like Moshe and Aaron in Torah and Avodah and Yehoshua Ben Nun. K'may Kain B'Olam. The same thing exists in terms of place. Where is the most beautiful place in the world? The place where all beauty and all grandeur belong, and anything that's beautiful in the world ultimately draws its spiritual kach to exist from Eretz Yisrael uBeis HaMikdash. Hayavoy Shoresh Kol Minei Yofi Shel Kol HaMakomoy. So now we see that there are different and disparate people, but all of them in Klal Yisrael coming together in perfect harmony. Each mitzvah and each kach that each individual yid has a great role to play, as opposed to Kairach, who says ki kol ha'om kulam kedoshim, as if to say everybody's the same. No, Kairach, no, we don't accomplish shalom by saying everybody's the same. You think so? And then you say, and if not, then plukta, then let's separate from each other. No, on the contrary, everyone is different. And that's why we need everyone together. Everyone is different and has different capacities and is going to bring something to accomplishment and to fulfillment that I can't, he can't, you can't, but Reuven or Shimon or Levi can. We need that. And we need them to be different as they are and then come together. And Moshe and Aaron are the embodiment of that coming together. The same thing exists in terms of time. The Shabbos Kodesh is that central time where all the accomplishments in Ruchnius, let alone what we take on or create in Gashmius, become in Ruchnius that lift up. We lift it all up, and all our accomplishments come together and are taken up, so to speak, by the Koine Shemayim Va'aretz. And in Eretz Yisrael, and in the Beis HaMikdash, we also find there are all kinds of places in the world. They all draw their beauty, and they all center upon the place of Avodah, the place of Kedusha, and the Beis HaMikdash. Good Shabbos.